today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, and especially this program, today's special. Salam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, and welcome to this episode under the topic of sleeping. Of course, we'll look at sleeping in the view of Islam. I invite you to be with this episode of today's special. Open the calendar. Today, Sunday, is the 4th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For starting our program, we are blessed by Chapter Zumar from the Holy Quran, verse 42.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Allahu yatawaffal anfusa hina mawtaha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha. فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتَ وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَى أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ
Allah takes the souls at the time of their death. And those that do not die he takes during their sleep. Then he keeps those for which he has decreed death and releases the others for a specified term. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who give thought.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In order to make it clear that all human efforts, including their life and death, is lies within divine omnipotence, the blessed verse in question says, It is Allah who takes away the souls at the time of their death and those that die not during their sleep. Thus, sleep is death's brother, and the former indicates the least frailty of the nexus between soul and body, and many a bond between the twain is severed at the time.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, يا مبدع الأكوان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان
Now sleeping in the view of Islam. Sleep the sleep of mindful. Do not sleep the sleep of the heedless. For the mindful among the astute sleep only for rest, and do not purposely sleep through laziness. The Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his family, said, My eyes sleep, but my heart does not. When you go to sleep, have the intention to lighten your burden on the angels and disengage the self from its appetite. And to examine yourself by your sleep, be aware of the fact that you are incapable and weak. You have no power over any of your movements and stillness except by the judgment and measure of Allah. Know that sleep is the brother of death. Use it as a guide to death, for there is no way to wake up in death or to return to correct action once you have missed it. However, sleeps through an obligatory, recommended, or supererogatory prayer is at fault, and his sleep is the sleep of the heedless and the path of the losers. He is at fault. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-Sain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the importance of sleeping. Certainly, all human beings, all living things need taking rest. And human beings, particularly in this hectic situation and hectic context, everybody needs taking rest. And we find that, taking rest and especially sleeping for some hours adds to our well-being. The life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam proves very instructive in this regard. First of all, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was also on the habit of sleeping some hours, especially at midnight. And it's indicated that sleeping at midnight is very much important for our well-being. And according to some accounts related from some of the wives of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet had a very regular program for sleeping, and especially. He used to sleep in the beginning hours of nighttime, and at the same time, he used to sleep in the beginning hours of nighttime, and on the other hand, he used to wake up right around midnight for performing midnight prayer and receiving more religious energy. It's indicated that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as also indicated in the Holy Quran, he was on the habit of waking up at midnight, closer to the dawn, and he performed supplementary prayers, salat at midnight, salat al-layl, midnight prayer. He recited the Holy Quran at that time. It was really very instructive, energetic, and it made, this practice makes believers feel very inspired and very, very energetic.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
The etiquette of sleeping. Understand why sleep is important. Every person can agree that sleep is essential for your well-being. An average adult should get at least 8 hours of sleep at night, while teenagers should get 10 hours of it. Islam encourages a person to sleep in order to function well in the day and safely work, since lack of sleep has many negative effects. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, told one of his companions, was praying the whole night, offer prayers and also sleep at night, as your body has a right on you. The Prophet said, if any one of you feels drowsy while praying, he should go to bed and sleep till his slumber is over. Aisha, one of the Prophet's wives, narrates of a woman from the tribe of Bani Asad, who was sitting with her. The Prophet came and said, who is this? Aisha replied, she is so-and-so. She does not sleep at night because she is engaged in prayer. The Prophet said disapprovingly, do good deeds which are within your capacity, as Allah never gets tired of giving rewards till you get tired of doing good deeds.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free. My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long, make me strong.
Hygiene of sleep. Dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to IRIB English Radio, and the continuation of this program today is a special under the topic of hygiene of sleep. Some people assert that it is advisable to go to bed late and get up late, but this practice is unsound as well as unnatural. We find that almost all the animals and birds get up early in the morning. A Muslim is commanded to get up early in the morning to say his prayers, and this practice is natural as well as healthful. An important practical point to remember in connection with the sleep is that any idea which is present in the mind before going to sleep remains latent in the subconscious mind throughout the night and unconsciously molds our thoughts and actions. The proof is that if a child goes to sleep while crying, he generally wakes up crying. Again, if he falls to sleep while sucking, he makes similar movements when roused from sleep. Hence, it is advisable to concentrate our attention upon moral and spiritual ideas before going to sleep.
According to scientists, there's two kinds of sleep. There's the REM and the non-REM. What do we mean by REM? Rapid eye movement. And the non-rapid eye movement. Scientists say that when we go to sleep, we have cycles of 90 minutes of rapid eye movement and then 90 minutes of non-rapid eye movement. And then back to 90 minutes of rapid eye movement. And then again, 90 minutes of non-rapid eye movement. We keep on exchanging between rapid eye movement and non-rapid eye movement. Now, rapid eye movement, obviously you can tell from the name that there's rapid eye movement. The body is in deep sleep. While during non-rapid eye movement, you're not in deep sleep. A feature of rapid eye movement is that you cannot hear. You cannot hear anything. Or it's very difficult to hear. You might be able to hear, but it's quite difficult. While in non-rapid eye movement, you'll be able to hear a lot faster. So it's those phases. It's those phases in sleep where you could hear or not hear. If you're in the rapid eye movement phase, it will be more difficult for you to hear. It will be more difficult for you to wake up. While in the non-rapid eye movement, you hear and you're a light sleeper. So it's basically the difference between a light sleep and a deeper sleep. And the REM, it's the deeper sleep. Scientists say that an average person has 4 or 5 cycles. rotating between rapid eye movement and non-rapid eye movement. So you could have maybe two cycles of rapid eye movement and two cycles of non-rapid eye movement, or three and two. A variant. Or sometimes three by three. That's also possible. Scientists also say that dreams, most of the dreams occur in the rapid eye movement phase of the sleep, not in the non-rapid eye movement. This is what scientists say about sleep. Similarly, when we come to Islam, we say that, you know, when we look through traditions and narrations, we see that Islam also believes in two forms of sleep: the sleep of the eyes and the sleep of the ears. The sleep of the eyes is the light sleep, where your eyes are shut, but you can still hear. You can still hear people talking around you. The sleeping of the ears is when you're in a deep sleep. You can't hear what's surrounding you. So perhaps the sleep of the ears and the sleep of the eyes, you know, they allude to the rapid eye movement and the non-rapid eye movement, right?
That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic. I mean, sleeping in the view of Islam. Thank you very much for joining us. Till another episode. Fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? They told me there is nothing. Who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, 'cause I'm a believer.